whatnot.
Who he?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, my dear, it's absurdly simple. It's no problem at all. Suppose your parents are unhappy. It's good for them. Develops their characters. Now look at me. I left home at the age of 4 and I haven't been back since. They hear me over the radio and that's enough for them.
The Don and Mike Show.
The second greatest show on earth. The Don and Mike Program.
All right, now listen. Please note, I did this to the telephones. You see, look at the phones, Mike. You see them?
You X them all out.
They're all busied up. Because you would think that we are giving away, seriously, bricks of gold.
We are. People are getting a little passionate and desperate about this Hannah Montana thing.
I realize how quickly we gave away those first two slots.
Do you think we were too easy on them?
Yeah.
You think we were? We succumbed to that youthful enthusiasm that we always get when we play strip trivia?
What we got to do is stretch it out a little bit.
We really have to. Well, we are talking about MILFs.
So to speak. Those two ladies that we did accept.
Yes.
Yeah, we are going to accept them if they follow through.
Uh-huh.
But we had so many women calling during the commercial set.
Right.
And they all sounded just like this.
Right.
It was, you can't throw this on us at 10 till 5 on a Monday. We got to get our schedules together. It's not fair. What about the ladies that called now? What if they're not good looking? I'm really good looking. It's really not fair. I wanted to play the game for such a long time. What about all the people that are calling now? It's not fair to the people that might hear about it later.
Hey, look, we're going to play the game, okay? We're going to do it Thursday. Deal with it.
So tomorrow, we'll give out three spots.
Three
maybe
spots.
Maybe four.
To play strip trivia for Hannah Montana.
Right, we have 10 spots for you gals for Thursday's MILF strip trivia for Hannah Montana tickets at $1,000.
That's it. It's so that easy.
Like two ladies today, two or three or four tomorrow. Two or three the next day, and then the big show on Thursday.
Now, the first two ladies we got, the Tina Fey look-alike, and who was the other
posh
one?
Posh Spice.
The Posh Spice look-alike, they
right.
seemed trouble-free.
But then
all the troublemakers started calling.
Mm-hmm. And now we will take 10 fresh. We'll actually have 12.
10 fresh. It sounds like something you put in a baked good.
We'll take 10 brand-new fresh ladies.
This is a delicious bowl of 10 fresh.
Along with the two that we've already picked up because they were nice enough to call right away.
Yes.
Because really, we should let this sink in that this is not a typical radio contest where it's call in and you register and if you hear a song at a certain time and
no.
you're the 15th caller. No. This is for moms that really are willing to come in and get naked and prove they're smart. While they win Hannah Montana tickets at $1,000.
Smart right. and naked, a good way to go through life.
Sure.
And those first two women, they do get credit for eagerness.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I was hung up on by Don because I said I look like Chloe on 24. And I was...
Can you see what we're talking about? Our desperation.
A lot of excitement
Joe,
out there.
That's just not even funny. Joe found her purposely. And said, hold on, put her on hold.
Uh-huh. I think Joe is a fan of Mary Elizabeth Jean
Rice Cub.
Yes. No, I think it was the last dead man walking back there that was.
Really? Oh, that's correct.
I believe
he
so,
liked
right?
her.
Norman!
In fact, he had a picture of her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's right next to
you
this.
You wanted to play this, yes.
Although sometimes I thought this about John. But mainly, I thought this.
That's right. He liked her.
Safe home, Johnny. All right, so the phone lines, there you go, unbusied, okay?
Very good.
How do you unbusy them? There you go. Phones are now unbusied.
Uh-huh.
No more calls about this today, ladies.
Right.
We'll have something up on the front page of our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Calm down, ladies.
And we will... We'll take at least 3 to 4 more tomorrow.
Very good.
And then more a couple of days after that.
I like it.
Okay. Woo! Now, on with the show.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw, did you get your Entertainment Weekly magazine with Will Smith on it?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me just see something. All the lines are ringing out. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I had called earlier and registered for strip trivia, and for Thursday, I just want to make sure that I'm definitely in. Joe took down my name and number.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this Posh Spice or is this Tina Fey?
It's neither.
Well, we had celebrities you most resemble.
Oh, see, did you not get on the air?
No, I didn't get on the air.
Oh, see, yeah. This is, honey, you're going to have to start all over again. I apologize. I believe what Joe was doing was just saying to every woman that called.
Uh-huh. You're in.
Sure, you're in.
Yeah, okay, you're in. No problem. No, we have to screen a little bit more significantly.
And I can't fault Joe. Seriously, every line starts ringing like we are, like I said, like we're giving away sticks of gold.
May I ask the question, though, of her? Just since we've got her on the line here.
She's hung up.
She hung up.
She hung up.
I wanted to find out the celebrity she most resembled.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Mackenzie Phillips. Hey, this is Edgar.
Oh, ma'am.
Edgar's ghost. I was wondering why you're dissing Chloe.
Oh, Edgar. The ghost of Edgar.
Oh. Remember? Edgar. I don't even remember what Edgar Styles sounded like, but I remember he had a horrible death.
Oh, he got that poisonous gas.
Yeah, and they had the room sealed off, and he stared at Chloe through the glass.
Remember his skin, like, started to bubble and stuff?
It was horrible, horrible death. Edgar Styles.
Yeah, he sounded like a fat Polly Walnut.
That's
yeah.
Right, that Chloe.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Oh, bad cell phone.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, is it Don and Mike?
That's why we answered the phone that way.
Huh. Oh. Hey, I'm kind of curious as to why Mike's crap detector didn't go off. That girl that prefaced her saying that, well, since I got my new glasses, the first thing that popped in my head was Tina Fey. They got to know that, you know, they've mentioned on the air more than a few times that they think Tina Fey's hot. I bet you this chick shows up, she's probably like 300 pounds, doesn't look anything like Tina Fey.
My friend, we are going to put all of these women through a ringer of unbelievable interrogation.
But I should point out that it does come down to the honor system.
And we do appreciate the fact that she called lickety-split.
Eagerness.
Lickety-split.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with eagerness in a woman.
But won't you guys be disappointed when she shows up and doesn't look anything like Tina Fey?
Listen, I say this to all the women. If you're a pig, we will lock the door on you.
And really, what is Tina Fey with 300 pounds? It's Kathy Najimy. And is that all that bad? Is that really all that bad?
We ask.
You give me a bag of flour?
I saw Tina Fey over the weekend on the Food Network with Paula Deen. Paula Deen doing the
Christmas. I just have to wear a diaper.
Christmas Iron Chef.
How could you tell them apart?
She was playing Christmas Iron Chef. Wow. Making fudge.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Bad.
Hello.
Hi. I don't want to use my real name. This is Mrs. Spiewak, and I was wondering if I could bring my most recent husband to the Hannah Montana Show.
Are you being Rob's mom?
Yeah, that's who I am.
I think she's being Rob's wife.
I thought he was pretending to be Rob's mom.
Yeah. I don't think he
knows. That's right, the most recent husband.
She doesn't sound like that at all.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Mom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Sharon.
Poorly played.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could kill a pet in order just to watch.
No. No, not allowed.
The whole kill a pet thing was a bad idea.
Yeah, see, because now guys are doing that would just kill a pet just for the sake of killing a pet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I look like Dee Arthur. Can I play?
No, you know the old shoe cannot play.
See, here's the great thing, Mike. No guys.
Yes.
No guys.
This is going to be MILFs exclusively.
All MILFs. Okay, we're doing it Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll have three more shots, maybe four tomorrow.
Good.
Get your stuff ready, ladies.
Very good. Now, I'm looking forward to
your
it.
Stuff.
You know. Get your junk ready, ladies.
Get your stuff together.
Right. Pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Wash your stuff.
Right. Wash your stuff? Yeah, before you come down here, you really want to thoroughly wash your stuff.
Scrub your stuff.
We will.
You want to be like, who was that referee? It was on SportsCenter this weekend. A college ref. He called some guy for holding.
Right.
And here's how he called it. He said, foul on number 87. He was giving him the business.
That's why he's a college ref. Not like the skilled professional refs that they have in the NFL.
Just giving him the business.
Give him the business, baby.
All right, so Entertainment Weekly has a new cover with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And according to them, he is the smartest guy in Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are they basing this on career choices?
Overall choices, yeah.
Okay.
We have a bunch of tape of Will Smith talking about himself.
Oh, from 60 Minutes?
Yeah, 30
Minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's in love with
himself. He loves himself.
Conversely, what about
I was going to say, and why not?
Conversely, the Daily News, God bless the Daily News, has the list of the 50 dumbest people in Hollywood.
The dumbest people in Hollywood. Now, these are actors, directors, everybody?
Yes, all of them.
Okay.
Of course, you got to know, Lindsay Lohan's number one.
But she's gotten herself more together than Britney.
Yeah,
I would put her smarter than Britney. Mm-hmm.
She is dumb because of poor movie choices, bad behavior, and she has bad taste in men.
And bad breath.
The number two dumbest person in Hollywood is Kim Kardashian. Oh,
yeah. That's I've got a picture of her right here, as a matter of fact. I haven't really, hold on to this.
It's bad when you leak your sex tape and nobody cares.
Yeah, that is sad.
Then you have somebody named Heidi Montag.
I just thought I'd bring out this picture of Kim Kardashian for you. Doesn't she look dumb?
She does.
She looks very dumb, doesn't she?
Yeah, but look at her stuff.
She's pushing her left boob up in that picture, isn't she?
She is supporting it a little bit.
That's not dumb.
She's showing off her stuff. That's Kim Kardashian. Stuff.
Ain't that typical Playboy, though?
Yeah, it's airbrushed.
You don't see anything.
There she is. There's more of her stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Up there.
Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
You think so?
Big dummy. Dummy.
Heidi. Oh, Fred J. Fred J. Sanford.
Yeah. Hey, Kim Kardashian, you big dummy.
Heidi Montag, reality TV star.
I don't even know who she is.
She's so dumb.
Jess Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, kind of a professional dumb girl.
Right.
Making the top 10, Kiefer Sutherland.
Because he drunk. All because he got drunk and jumped into the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right. Here's somebody made the list. Really no reason. Rumor Willis.
I'm
sorry, Rumor.
Rumor. Yeah.
Or as she's referred to on certain websites, Pumpkinhead.
Excuse me, it's spelled R-U-M-E-R. That's why I spelled it. I knew it was Rumor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Didn't know how to pronounce it.
Rumor Willis and her lantern jaw.
She is only, she's on the dumb list just because she's the daughter of two very famous dumb people.
That's right, Bruce Willis, Demi Moore.
Wow.
Rumor Willis, and she's got a very unusually shaped head as well.
Like Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
And these lists are always so subjective. How could Britney Spears be the 14th dumbest person in the Hollywood?
No, that's not right at all.
Brad Garrett is right behind her.
Uh-huh. Now, is that because Brad Garrett gets mad at the paparazzi and knocks the cameras?
Paparazzi hater.
That's true.
All right, then you have...
That's right, Raymond. Please keep the camera away from my head.
Michael Jackson is number 19.
I would have put him higher up on the list.
Dumbest people in Hollywood. Mel Gibson is number 24.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen, yeah, he would be a candidate for top 10 with me.
Hey, but isn't he winning his battle with Denise Williams? Isn't he winning that battle of dumb celebrities?
But isn't he losing the battle of his life every day?
Let's look at Charlie Sheen. He's on a hit television show.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that's employed. Denise, is it Denise Richards?
Yeah, right.
Not fair, Denise Williams, it's right. Denise Richards.
To be fair, Charlie Sheen is number 28. Denise Richards is number 29.
Now, that is fair.
Okay.
Now, how can you say a guy that takes his wedding portrait in front of his kids, writes the word mistake on it, how can you call that man stupid?
Not stupid at all.
No, bright guy. Smart fella.
And dated porn stars.
Yes.
Got Steve-O on this list.
Well, Steve-O's classic dumb.
See, he's not dumb. He's smart dumb.
I do like that commercial, though, where they bury him in the sand.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Richie's on this list.
Right.
K-Fed.
Yeah, these are the classic, this is a list with the people that are in the spotlight all the time.
Number 40, Scott Baio.
Well, sure.
Well, he's got the reality show, that dumb reality show about him not wanting to get married.
And let's see, you got Russell Crowe as being a dumb guy at 43.
Once again, people that involve themselves in the incidents.
Number 43, right, for throwing a phone.
Right.
David Hasselhoff says life is a disaster.
I think.
Number 48.
This is a mess.
This one is really going to surprise you, guy. This guy will surprise you, Mike. The guy at number 50 is a guy that we would have in the top five guaranteed. Mr. Wizinator, Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore should definitely be in the top five.
Right.
You want to talk about a guy. You know, you can look at Charlie Sheen, but Charlie Sheen still has it going on in Hollywood. He still has a decent career. Tom Sizemore, I believe, is currently incarcerated. And will be for a long time, because every time he gets out, he violates his probation again.
And then when he has to go pee into a jar, he brings the Wizinator with him.
And even when he goes and does his movies, you go look at the movies that he's been in, he plays the dumb sergeant.
Yeah.
Always the tough guy, dumb sergeant.
And don't forget, he made his own porn tape.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, we looked at it.
Yeah, good-looking guy.
Uh-huh. Lovely
what
man.
Else did he do?
He hung out with Heidi Fleiss. He dated Heidi Fleiss.
Didn't he beat up chicks, too?
He was involved in the narcotic that he chose, his narcotic of choice,
right.
Crystal meth.
That's right.
He was a crystal meth addict.
How could you possibly have Tom Sizemore as the 50th dumbest guy in Hollywood?
No, I think Tom Sizemore could fight with Britney for the top spot.
Mm-hmm. If it was a list of the 50th dumbest people on Earth,
right.
Tom Sizemore would be a finalist for that list.
Tom Sizemore made his own pornography, addicted to crystal meth, has been in and out of prison, dated the Hollywood madam, right. Heidi Fleiss. I mean, that's that. Tom Sizemore has made a series of stupid mistakes.
Had to go to court to give a drug test and pulled out a fake penis that was full of someone else's urine.
And that resulted in sales of that fabulous item, the Wizinator, to other people without Tom Sizemore realizing the profits. Very dumb.
Very dumb, Tom.
Very, very dumb guy. But he did make some good movies. I loved him in Saving Private Ryan.
He was good in that movie.
He was great in that movie. He's the throwback to the 1940s. Hey, we're going to storm that wall. Come on, get your act together.
He's also very good in an HBO made-for-HBO movie about the Witness Protection Program.
Oh, really?
You ever seen that? Where
no,
he's,
I have not.
It's with Forrest Whitaker is the guy who is the FBI agent that brings him into Witness Protection.
You know, you mentioned Forrest Whitaker. You know, it was on over the weekend. Again,
what?
And I watched it again in its entirety, the whole thing. I
Crazy Eye?
No, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
And you forgot that he plays the football player where Spicoli wrecks his car.
Oh, sure, right.
Oh, it's a great scene. I think that's really Forrest Whitaker's first movie that he was in.
I think so.
Boy, that movie does hold up.
Sure
that
does.
Movie holds up 100%.
You know what I ran into, I guess, a couple of weeks ago was the Last King of Scotland.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's scary in that.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
It's a terrific movie.
Reminded me a little bit of when Robert the Mailman gets mad.
Yeah, but Robert the Mailman, I don't think he'd put hooks on our skin and hang us from the ceiling.
I think Robert the Mailman could wear those outfits, those Edie. I mean, what's that like?
You know, I'm thinking perhaps we get Robert the Angry Mailman an Edie I'm In outfit.
What was that light that just was flashing in the corner?
I didn't see one.
You saw it too, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw something, but I was actually turning to look at Robert the Angry Mailman.
Right.
And the light that's upstairs is just the lady on the like the eighth floor. Mm-hmm. She's home. She's home once again.
She's back.
She dressing right now?
Let me just take a look, because the light, I have a bird's eye view right from...
let us know.
No, no activity right now.
All right.
Very, very, very quiet. We speculated before that she was cleaning the apartment. That's all we got today.
There is a single woman... I don't mean, who knows if you're single, but there is a woman who is in the apartment building next to our radio station, and we like watching her.
Well, the strategy is really that you walk further away from the building, because if you walk further away from the building, you just lift your eyes up. Now, if you're closer to the building, of course, you have to crane your neck, and craning your neck is a dead giveaway.
Yes.
And Joe hit me to the fact that I think she's cleaning her condo.
Cleaning her stuff.
I said, Joe, back off a little bit. Just step away so you can just use your eyes.
Forget it,
Friday night, or was it? It might have been the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I think she was going out for a little evening.
Uh-huh. It's very much like the movie Rear Window.
Yes, it is.
If you've ever seen the original with Jimmy Stewart, where he's sitting there and the chick is dancing around in her underwear.
I think some night we're going to see something horrible. Which floor is it? Get over there right now. Well, you know.
Or something.
Between the crows and the woman. We are highly entertained out here, out in front of the building. Huh. It's all we have to look at.
So listen, ladies, about this strip trivia for the Hannah Montana and the $1,000, MILFs only. We're playing the game on Thursday. You want to be a part of it. You want to call the show tomorrow. You want to shoot us an email. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.